gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. It is the duty of each and every one of us, as upright and respected citizens, to render assistance to the police whenever we can. This doesn't mean one should dive into the middle of Piccadilly Circus at rush hour and attempt to direct the snarled-up traffic with the aid of one's umbrella. No, no. Nor is it helpful or even advisable to approach a constable on duty with a kindly offer to retune his whistle. And driving at 80 miles an hour in front of a police car in order to clear a way for them can also have, can have disastrous consequences. Of course, as private individuals, our efforts to help the law are purely voluntary. But for the armed forces, a police request for assistance is a very different matter. The only voluntary thing about it is the smile on the commanding officer's face as he details you, you, and you. Although he doesn't know it, Captain Povey is about to witness just such a smile when he, too, is detailed to volunteer to help the police by the Admiral.
Good morning, Van Chasen. I trust I find you well.
I think you found me brilliantly, sir. The moment you opened the door, you looked straight at my desk, and there I was all the time.
I see. It's going to be one of your witty mornings. Well, I don't care. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, and Trout Finch is miles away on the other side of the channel, so nothing can upset me today.
Would you care to bet on that, Captain Purvis?
I most certainly would. No, good grief, they're not back, are they?
No, sir. It's the Admiral, Commander Weatherby from Security, and a Chief Detective Inspector.
What?
And they're all in your office, sir. Waiting for you, sir. And they have been for some time, sir.
Well, what on earth are they... A Chief Detective Inspector? Well, what on earth have I... It's the brake blocks on my dear wife Ramona's bicycle again. I have to use it when she sends me shopping on Saturdays. I told the traffic warden that if I put my shoe on the front tire, it still stopped all right.
I think it's something rather more important than that, sir.
Oh, dear. Somebody must have reported the time when my nylon shopping bag caught in the spokes and shot 4 pounds of King Edwards and a pot of marmalade all over the pedestrian crossing.
Even worse than that, sir. I think you'd better go into your office and speak to them yourself.
Yes, yes, of course. I'll go straight. You mean on my own? That is, you'd better come with me in case I need you to take notes, you understand.
Oh, I understand. All right, sir.
Quite, yes.
Good Lord. Come in if you feel like risking it.
Oh, well, after you, Ren Chase.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to know that the age of chivalry is not yet dead, sir. Just terribly, terribly ill.
Povey, you pompous twit, you're late.
Late, Admiral? But I'm not due in my office until 9, and it's only 8:58 now, so...
Cake hole, Povey. Shut your ever-open cake hole and open your ever-shut listen box.
This idiot here is Commander Weatherby from Security. You've met before, haven't you?
Oh, yes, from time. Oh, yes, we meet practically every other. I never saw him before in my life.
That's ridiculous. We've met lots of times.
Yes, probably we, yes. I remember.
Oh, for pity's sake, Weatherby. Send him a postcard. Right, Povey. Now, this civilian twit here with copper written all over him is Chief Detective Inspector Sharp, with an E.
Oh. No, not O. That would make it Sharp O.
Sharp with an E.
O-E.
Not O-E, no. Have you ever heard of anyone named Sharp O-E?
Excuse me, sir. I think he means it's just plain Sharp with an E.
That's right.
I-C-E.
I-C-E makes it Sharp O-E.
R.
Not R-E.
Perhaps it would help. I was merely saying, after all I meant, sir,
congratulations.
Why can't he change his name to Smith?
I think I'd be prepared to pay for the cost of the depot myself. I can't stand much more of this.
We're getting past it, are you, Polly?
Certainly not, sir. I'm a young man. I'm only 39.
And he can prove it, sir. He's just past his 11 plus.
11 plus?
Yes, sir. 11 plus 39 is just about right.
Then, Jason.
Look, I realize that as Admiral, I'm only the senior officer, but would it be all right if I was allowed to get a word in, Povey?
Yeah, well, of course. You know what? I'm terribly sorry.
You most certainly will be. Now then, this high-class clot of a rosser here, whatever his blasted name is, wants our assistance.
It's sharp with an E.
I don't care if it's Ginsburg O'Reilly McDog's body with a Z. Shut your blasted cake hole.
Z Victor 1 to control. Message received. Over and out.
At last. Now then, Povey, listen carefully because I'm only going to say this once.
Of course, Admiral, I understand.
Good, that's it then. Leave it to you to sort out the details. Regards to your
details? Details about what?
I think that's what you've got to sort out, sir.
Perhaps it would help
Captain Povey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Chief Detective Inspector.
What the Admiral said was that the Criminal Investigation Department, represented by myself, is anxious to interview two persons, one male and one female, who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries into the theft of a valuable object art from the Gosport and Avon Central Museum. And from information received, it is understood the aforesaid male and female persons are now in transit to the continent on a motor launch, proceeding to Calais in France with the aforesaid stolen property in their possession. In which circumstances, the CID, represented by myself, requests the assistance of a naval craft to locate and apprehend the aforesaid male and female persons and escort them to the nearest police station.
Really? I don't remember the Admiral saying that.
Well, Captain, he may have left a bit out in the middle, but that's a gist.
I don't understand a word of it.
Oh, but it's simple, sir. A villain and his bird have turned over the Central Museum and lifted a bundle. Now, some narc has grasped that they've had it away in a boat to France. And the first wants us to get one of our lot to feel their collars and shove them in the local nick.
You've been going out with CPO Pertwee again?
No, sir, but I do watch an awful lot of television.
Obviously. Now, as I understand it, the Chief Inspector wants the Royal Navy's help to stop and detain this launch with a man and a woman in it. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're absolutely absolute. You couldn't be more. You grasped. You were absolute. You've grasped the whole. I couldn't have put it, never, do what you like.
Thank you. Now then, Renchason, what ships have we got in that area?
Just the one, sir, your favorite frigate.
Troutbridge, it would have to be.
Yes, Captain, it will have to be. I'm going to nab those two criminals if it's the last thing I do.
With the aid of Troutbridge, it probably will be.
Never mind that, just signal them to expect me.
Expect you? They're in mid-channel.
I don't care if they're in mid-air, I'll bore them somehow. Chief Detective Inspector Sharp always gets his man personally. You'll have to fly me out of your frigate and helicopter.
Oh, very well, leave it with me. Send a signal to Troutbridge, Renchason.
Certainly, sir, and I wish I could be there when they get it. I mean, they've had everything else drop on them from a great height, but never a policeman before.
Whosoever is without, enter unto me.
Hello, Padre. Could we see you for a minute?
By all means. Mr. Murray, Mr. Phillips, how kind of you to pop down to my cabin for a social visit in the midst of your daily rounds. Do take a pew.
Thanks very much, Padre.
Not at all. Now, what can I offer you in the way of liquid refreshment? Would you care for a bit of a dip?
Could I have a weak lemonade shandy?
Now, Mr. Phillips, none of the hard stuff. Remember where you are. I thought a wine glass each apiece all round of my Aunt Winifred's non-alcoholic herbal wine.
What's in it?
The fruits of the field, the fruits of the field. She brews it from dandelions, chickweed, stinging nettles, lesser stitchwort, catmint, and rhubarb roots.
Oh, now, chance.
It is indeed. Fortunately, my aunt usually dumps a dirty great tin full of yeast in it, and that jerks it up. Jerks it up!
Does it mature with age?
We've no idea. Up to now, she's never been able to keep a cork in the bottle long enough to find out. At bottling time, the tin roof on my aunt's garden shed sounds like a 21-gun salute.
All of a sudden, I'm not thirsty.
No, neither am I. But talking of bottles, Padre, it's a bottle that I came to see you about.
Yes, I've got a problem that's worrying me, too.
So we wondered if you could help us.
That's what I'm here for. Speak up and help, chap. What's to do?
Well, just before we left France, Mr. Phillips and I each bought Wren Chasen a little present.
Oh, how kind. You see, I bought her a big bottle of perfume.
And I bought her,
go on, sir, I meant to ask. But what did you buy her, though?
Nylon shorty nighty.
A nylon shorty in filthy's wine. How did you know her size?
Well, I guessed.
Her? Yes, her.
And what do you mean by her?
Nothing. Just her.
Well, don't her at me.
I'll hurt anybody I want
no,
to.
Will you?
Yes, I will.
Her.
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 Her. Her.
Simmer down.
Beg your pardon, Padre.
Not at all. It seems odd to me that this night garment and the bottle of scent are highly suitable gifts
for your mutual friend.
Yes, but now there's a policeman coming on board.
Oh, I see. The gear was nicked.
No, but we shall be. We haven't paid customs duty on it.
So we wondered...
If you wouldn't mind.
And if it wouldn't be too much trouble...
We thought perhaps you could...
Certainly not. Besides, I have already packed my case.
Really? What are you trying to sneak through?
Mr. Phillips!
No, it's all right, Padre. We don't want you to take the stuff ashore for us.
Oh, I can't tell you how relieved I am to hear it.
We just wondered if you could include them in your list of purchases by the ship's comfort fund.
I hardly think so. I imagine a shorty nighty and a bottle of scent would rather stand out when listed with a dartboard, a box of Ludo, and a spare tiddly for our winks.
Oh, I don't know. They're all needed for indoor games.
I doubted that little... has helped us much.
No, it has not.
So you can't help us with our little gifts, Padre?
I fear not, Jack. Much as one would have liked to oblige, it's just not on. Just not on!
Mr. Vice, sir. Mr. Phillips, somebody...
What is the matter with you, Chief? What do you want?
I just wanted to say goodbye, sir.
What?
The Rosa's helicopter is up above, so I'm going down below, sir. Goodbye, sir. Let me know when he's gone, sir.
No, come back here.
My apologies, sir, but I can't stop now. I've got to go and supervise an urgent dusting and sweeping of number 2 hold behind locked doors.
Locked doors?
Yes, sir. That's going to stop the dust from blowing about. Good morning.
Stand fast, Bedwin.
I'd rather not, sir.
Nevertheless, you will.
Now, what's all the fuss about? I told you, sir, there's a copper over and over it. I don't feel safe. If he drops, it's 10 to 1 he'll drop on Pertwee. They always... Beg your pardon, Padre, well do.
He has, you know. He's been on the smuggle again. I bet he's got half of Calais stowed aboard. That's why he's worried about the police. He's got a guilty conscience.
People in glass houses, Mr. Phillips.
Well, what about people?
Oh.
Look, for once, Pertwee's innocent. I haven't smuggled so much as a fair game.
A likely story.
I couldn't, sir. I was skint. That's if I hadn't got a brass franc I could borrow. In any case, it was early closing day.
Early closing? Well, that's odd. Mr. Phillips and I found some shops that were open.
Well, I didn't. As soon as Georgie set foot on the shore, the whole lot of them put the shutters up.
I say, how jolly flattering of them.
No, Chief. Simmer down. As I see it, there are 2 other seafarers aboard who are much more eligible for a quick trip to the Raffle and Clank House. I think Mr. Murray and Mr. Phillips might do well.
Get up on the bridge at once. You're absolutely right, Padre. Come along, Chief. Up on the bridge.
I was about to
say... Up on the bridge. Up on the bridge, Chief.
Oh, this. And probably toss.
I don't like it, I don't. No, not at all, I don't like it. Like it not. I don't, not at all. No, I don't.
No, not at all, no. No, no, I don't.
Oh, shut up, Chief.
I can't, sir. It's my nerves. They're all of a nonsense. Hope we don't like them coppers flying about over his head. Besides, I'm colour scheme conscious.
Colour scheme conscious?
Yes, sir. When that Rosa lands, I know that his little blue suit and my little blue suit are going to clash.
Quiet! The helicopter's flashing a signal.
Shall I read it, sir?
Don't be silly. You can't. It's not in pictures.
Signal reads, sir. Hold your course steady as you are. Lowering passenger now. Message ends. Can I whip round for me bales?
That'll do, Chief. Steady as you are.
Steady as we are, sir. I don't like it.
Neither do I, actually.
Neither do I, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Yes, there is, sir. We could move over a bit and leave him dangling.
We couldn't possibly do that.
No, no, couldn't possibly.
No, no, sir, no, no, not possibly.
No. Chief, how far above the deck is he now?
About 20 feet, sir.
Pity we couldn't,
But we couldn't possibly, sir.
No, no. No, it wouldn't be cricket.
He'd get his boots wet.
15 feet, sir.
Yes. Pity. No, it's a shame, really.
Shame? I mean, it'd be terribly funny if at the last minute we
Oh, was, terribly, yes. But we couldn't.
Oh, possibly, no.
10 feet, wriggling his plates, ready to land, sir.
10 feet.
10 feet.
10,
Left hand down a bit and full ahead both.
At last. Left hand down a bit and full ahead both. And not a moment too soon it is, sir.
Hey, stand still in the name of the law. I'm getting my feet wet. Oi, come back, this water's damp.
One soggy CID man gaining heights, sir. The chopper's taking him up a bit and they're signalling again.
I had a feeling they might. What did you say this time?
A signal reads, sir, what the dash dot 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 are you playing at?
Oh, well, send back. Sorry, pardon, we swerved to avoid a mermaid.
It's too late, sir. They're coming round to have another try. Here he comes with his little bit of string again, sir.
Right. Full speed astern.
Full speed astern, both of you, sir.
Oi, don't do that. Stop where you are.
Now, where's he gone?
How jolly odd. He's just vanished.
Bridge number one here.
Engine room here, sir. Lieutenant Krieg speaking. I thought you might like to know that according to the lad down here who understands all the mechanical gubbins or whatever they are, it's his opinion that we appear to have some incredibly large obstruction stuck down the funnel, sir.
What?
My very well, sir, yes. Well, it's only one word, actually, but you know what I mean, yes. This obstruction is causing us a very real problem down here, you'll understand. I mean, the lad's been pushing the damper in and pulling the damper out. The smoke's not going up the chimney, just the same.
Mr. Queen!
Ah, you're getting to tell. I can tell. There's an edge on your voice that wasn't there before. A note of hysteria crept in there for a moment, didn't it? Well, there's nothing to worry about, nothing to worry about. According to the lad who's made a study of these sort of things, there's a very simple answer. He's going to blow soot.
Blow soot? You can't do that.
No, I'm sorry you're taking it that way, sir. I'm afraid you're a shade too late because, he's just done it.
Blummy, look at that helicopter. It looks like a bag of soot with a sweeps brush on top.
Never mind the chopper. Where's the copper?
Bridge?
Starboard lookout, yes, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, captain.
Well?
Goal. And if you want your ball back, I've got him.
What?
There's a gollywog sitting on my lap. Proper daft, we look out here. Neither of us knows which one's supposed to be the ventriloquist.
Goldstein, that's not a football or a dummy. That's a detective.
Detective, is he? Well, he must be very good at his job then. He found me in 2 seconds flat. And that's not all he found, neither.
What do you mean?
Well, he's clutching a little plastic bag that contains a full bottle of French Pong Elegant perfume and a shorty nighty that's regrettably empty.
Oh.
Now, how did Snooper Sharp find them?
Well, you asked me to hide your present with mine, so I did.
Where?
Down the funnel.
What?
Well, Johnson did it for me. He said that was where Pertwee always hides his smuggle.
It's a lie. It's a dirty stab Pertwee in the back, lie, sir. Besides, I only use it when my smuggle's too big to hide under your bunk. I did not know.
Pertwee! You wouldn't have the brass nerve to... You would, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir, he certainly would.
No wonder I sometimes have a lumpy mattress.
I'm still hanging on, you know.
Oh, sorry, pardon, Goldstein.
Granted, this time. I just thought you might like to know, your little sooty detective is on his way up to the bridge now. He's got you a smuggle in one hand, and a pair of handcuffs in the other, and he's hopping mad.
Oh, dear.
Where do we hide?
I heard that. Try the funnel. That's where CPO Pertwee always hides all his...
Belt up, you Tony Pandy twit!
All right, I will. But next time you want to know which way you're going or what's happening, see if I tell you.
No, go see. Hello?
It just occurs to me, if that detective is going to arrest someone, that's going to leave a gap in the ranks, isn't it? So when you come to fill it, you won't forget my advancement, will you? It's long overdue.
He never misses, does he?
Well, never mind him. What about us?
I'll toss you for it, sir.
Pardon?
Well, he can only arrest one of us. He's only got one pair of handcuffs.
Mr. Phillips, sir?
Yes?
He could handcuff you both together, sir.
Oh, yes. I was forgetting. You know about these things.
I don't want to be arrested.
Might one suggest one should have thought of that before one dabbled in the illegal? I mean, if one indulges in criminal and animal activities, then one must expect to pay the full penalty of the law. And one cannot expect sympathy from one's innocent friends. Can one?
Of all the hypocrites, I think I'm going to be sick.
No doubt the truth hurts when one hears it. If one takes a fair risk, one can't complain at the fair cop. Can one?
Now, just you listen to me, Pertwee. You got us into this, so you can get us out of it. Fancy thinking it'd be safe to bung stuff down the funnel.
Well, I don't know. Look, if you hadn't decided to play blow football with the law, it would never have been found out.
Don't wriggle, Pertwee. And I warn you that if one doesn't want to join one's guilty friends in the nick,
one had better come up with something.
Look, stand me, innit? Blaming marvellous. The first time Johnsy's innocent, pure and shining white, he gets all dirtied up with a dollop of somebody else's sooty smuggle.
Unbelievable. Completely unbelievable.
Trowbridge's Dr. Long here, sir. Look, there she is. Doesn't she look neat and pretty?
Wrenches. Over the years, I have heard Trowbridge described in many ways, but never, never has anyone suggested that she looks either neat or pretty. And that goes for her officers and crew as well.
Oh, I don't know. Stephen polishes up quite well. And Leslie doesn't look too bad once he's been damped down and ironed.
Did they find the launch and pick the two criminals up, or what?
Well, Commander Weatherby's on his way down, sir. He'll soon sort it out.
Don't you worry, Captain. This is my job. I'll take over from here.
Oh, who are you?
Superintendent Dockyard Police. I know the whole case. All straightforward. Your ship has a smuggler on board.
What?
Two of your officers are escorting him down the gangplank now.
Sod? He looks too short, CPO Pertwee.
Well, he's not one of the crew. I mean, I've seen them looking pretty scruffy in my time, but never as bad as that.
What's he been smuggling? Soot?
I've been thinking,
Chief Detective Inspector Sharp, the CID. That's sharp than he. Really? Well, I'm the superintendent of the Dockyard Police with a U.
You?
Yes,
you are going to have to do better than that. Next thing we know, you'll be telling me that these two officers here are your prisoners.
They are.
We've got the right one here. And what's that there in your grubby hands?
The evidence, a bottle of perfume and a shorty night he bought in France.
Well, I'm glad you decided to plead guilty. Saves us all time in the long run. This way.
Oh, no, wait a minute. The captain knows me.
Well, with all that soot over you, it's difficult to tell, but there is a... Ow! My toe.
Sorry, pardon, sir. My foot slipped. I was pushed.
Tried to make a break for it, wasn't he?
No. Commander, you remember me, surely.
Oh, yes. I distinctly, perhaps, yes. Indeed, maybe we met at the, no. No, indeed, there's a definite resemblance. Yes, I, perhaps you were in the, why you in the black and white minstrel's name? I distinctly remember, I've never seen him before in my life.
This is outrageous. I came down here for naval assistance to apprehend two villains who turned over the Central Museum and were having it away in a launch to the Calais in France. That's where you're wrong. Those two villains were arrested in Birmingham yesterday, and they weren't on a launch going to Calais in France. They were having lunch in a Café de France. What? If you were a real policeman, you'd have had the amended memo. This way! You're under arrest.
Yes, perhaps you'd like me to double, yes. I mean, it might be advisable if it's advised. You might prefer me to a cover of our...
Francis, were you taking notes of all that?
I'm afraid not, sir. It didn't seem advisable.
Yes, you could well be right. And now then, gentlemen, could you kindly give me an explanation as to what the blazes went on out there?
Well, we could, sir. But I think you'd rather we didn't.
And we'd rather we didn't too, sir.
But that was Detective Inspector Sharp.
With an E.
Who was just marched away, wasn't it?
Well, in a way. On the other hand, with all that soot on him, it's fairer to say he was a sharp in sweep's clothing.
Yes. Sharp with an L.
With an L?
Yes. There's going to be L to pay for you two when they find out.
Good day, gentlemen. Good day.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been tangling with the law in the Navy Lark written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Chief Detective Inspector Sharp was Ronnie Barker, the Padre was Michael Bates, and Taffy Goldstein was played by Tenniel Evans. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.